And welcome. Rich Earle here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen. This is the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap here on a Thursday. And we are here at Corey's Lounge for our opening segment of the show. And this is where Harold Lehman Jr., former Lansing City Council President, announced earlier today that he will be running for mayor. And Harold joins us right now. Harold, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today. Just first off, why have you decided to run? Why enter this race that also consists of Andy Shore and Judy Brown Clark?
Well, first and foremost, I thought that we need to have a primary, and that this was the best time to announce. Where I indicated earlier that I didn't think anyone else was going to file, and I said I'm going to do it, and if other people want to run, then let's have a real debate. And the fact that I'm a local resident of Lansing, grew up here, I'm 59 years old, and went through the school system, graduated from community college, Lansing Community College, and then Michigan State. You know, I ran the first time in 1987 against Pat Lindemann, won the primary, but got beat in the general. But I stayed involved, and I watched the early retirement in 1992 happen under Terry McCain. And then with David Hollister deciding to run for office, he was term limited, but he ran, and there was a big slate of people that ran for that for the mayorship, and he won it fair and square, and brought in new council members. And then my opportunity came in 95, and I ran with, I think, eight other folks running, and was fortunate to win the primary and then the general. So I stayed involved by being an elected official for 12 years. And then in 06 and 07, 2 years, I was the president of the council. And over those years, I worked with all council members, many council members. And either you get along and not make it personal, or if you make it personal, you're not going to get along, and things never get done. So I'm proud of the fact that I worked with all council members, worked with the mayor, Mayor Hollister, Mayor Benavides, and Virge Bonero. And during that time in 06 and 07, the mayor was new to the city government, and I feel that I brought him along in regarding how to do things and to work with the council. And, you know, we had a great relationship those 2 years that I served as president. And then later on, over the past 10 years, I ran for at-large in 09. And then again in 13, I ran for mayor. And even though I'm sure the mayor didn't appreciate the fact that a former council member was running against the incumbent mayor, you know, I consider him a friend. And we talk all the time. And, you know, I wish him well in retirement. And I would hope that, you know, by announcing now, we'll have a debate between now and August, and we'll see where things end up. But I feel that, you know, I have a lot to offer, and I just didn't want to just not do this and say later, well, I should have done it. Because, by announcing yesterday that I was going to run, before, I think the most general public felt, well, they're going to be the only two candidates, and we'll see what happens in November. And I just thought that it's better to announce now, and let's see what happens.
You mentioned, of course, the current mayor, Virge Bonero, not seeking re-election. He'll be stepping down once his current term comes to an end, his third term. Looking back on Bernero's last 12 years in office, what's your take on his job performance and what you feel he's done for the city during his three terms?
Well, there's no question that he continued to do what he could to downtown And then, of course, the Michigan Avenue corridor. And I think working with General Motors over those years regarding the Grand River plant. And then, of course, we have the Downtown Accident Fund that came about under his leadership. And then, of course, we have help me out on the big plant, the insurance place out there on Okemos Road. We have that establishment out there, which is
Jackson National,
which is in the city of Lansing. And that wouldn't have been in the city of Lansing if David Hollister and his group wouldn't have put together a plan. And I was there during that time to say yes to that kind of agreement with Aledon Township. But, you know, I think that, you know, when Verge sets his mind to it, he focuses on getting things done. But, and I do, you know, acknowledge the fact that we had a downturn in the economy when he was there. And it's just too bad that we didn't have enough money, or if we didn't make a priority to do what we could to all sectors of our neighborhoods to keep them up. And it's a challenge regarding road funding, sidewalk repair, and other essential services that the city's providing. And we're trying to catch up, but I do think that we need the public to understand that, you know, I'm running to make sure things are followed up on, and that, you know, I didn't approve of the code enforcement going from planning and development to the fire department. I don't think that's really working, and I think that that's one change I would definitely look at, because what we had going at one time was under the leadership of planning and neighborhood development, and I think that it was a learning curve for the fire chief and the fire marshal to do what they're doing now. But, you know, overall, you know, I appreciate Verge and his service to the city. And, you know, I'm not going to nitpick at little things here and there regarding where we're at today. But I just think that, you know, he decided to get out now, and I appreciate his service.
You're running against Andy Shore and Judy Brown Clark. Those are your opponents so far. Filing deadline still a couple weeks away. What do you feel you bring to the table against Shore and Brown Clark that maybe they don't? You mentioned your experience. You're from Lansing. Anything else? You know, any other advantage that you may hold over them?
Well, 12 years of experience of knowing how things have been being run in the city. And, you know, all these neighborhood groups have changed over the years. Some of them are not as active anymore, which is sad. But both of the candidates that you talked about, you know, they have their pluses and minuses, and just like I do. But I do feel that by being here, growing up here in Lansing, Michigan, it's, you know, it's been some time since we had a, you know, Virgil came from Pontiac area, wasn't raised here, and I just feel that we need somebody that grew up here in Lansing and is not afraid to go to the North End, North Lansing, and make sure things get done there. I mean, the east side is the east side. I represented it for 12 years, just like I did part of the North End. But I do think that South Lansing, Southeast Lansing, Southwest Lansing, I think it's, you know, I'll make the statement here, it was wrong to move that police station to Harry Hill. You know, we had a system in place, whether you are downtown at the main station, or the North Precinct, or at one time the South Precinct, but, you know, we could, okay, fine, you consolidated them, but you took a police station that is way in Southwest Lansing, and I just think it was a bad move. And I think that, you know, getting back to my two opponents right now, you know, I've been in the I've been in the field in the sense of I've rolled up my sleeves. I know who people are. And when it comes to these all sectors of our neighborhoods, and even though you know, Judy is, I think, has 3 years experience. I think she got elected in 13 when she took on Brian Jeffries. But 13, 14, 15, 16. So she has 3 years under her belt as an elected official. And, you know, regarding Andy, I mean, he was a county commissioner. And, you know, he won the seat for state rep fair and square. But I think that it's one thing to be a county commissioner versus a state rep compared to being involved in city government on a day-to-day basis and knowing people and trying to get things done. So at the end of the day, I think I just bring my experience and the fact that I grew up here in Lansing and, you know, I know my way around.
And Harold, I just have a couple more minutes left before we let you go. I want to get your take on one issue that's really hit the forefront this week, the Sanctuary City controversy. The resolution passed Monday night by the City Council. It had the mayor's executive order. A lot of people are confused about what exactly was approved, what the executive order consists of, and kind of a strange process and how they went about it. Just what's your take on what all transpired? What transpired Monday night, and what's on the table right now?
Well, I was confused also because of the media reports were such that they were saying one thing, but then the administration was saying the other, or the council members. So
right.
I think at the end of the day, you need to have, you have to make sure if you're going to put something out there to the public that they're not confused. And I think they're confused right now, and maybe it's becoming more clear. But at the end of the day, when you have a congressman making statements about what he thinks, mm-hmm. and versus what the mayor thinks and what individual council members are saying, and the city attorney, at the end of the day, the council is they look at their city attorney to take to get their his or her opinion about where we need to go, and not to try to play attorney. And we need to make sure that we're on the same page, because the worst thing that can happen is sending mixed messages, and then people that are for sanctuary cities are saying one thing or thinking one thing, or maybe saying things where they really shouldn't be saying that if it's not true. And the same thing goes true, you know, as to the whole welcoming city type of thing. I mean, is it a welcoming city? Is it a sanctuary city? You know, you have all these opinions, and I just think it was confusing Monday, and then it was reported on Tuesday. So, you know, I'm all for making sure people that live in the city are treated fairly. And I don't want any surprises to anybody, and I don't want people to live in fear.
Harold Lehman Jr., former city council president, announcing today that he's running for mayor of Lansing. Harold, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much.
And you're listening to the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. The rest of the show back in studio as usual. You're listening to more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.